We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Resh Yud Ches. The Magen Midvanah had developed this idea that a person who is a Baal Tshuva, a person who begins doing things improperly and then he betters himself so he can shoot forward, he could use those strengths to attain far greater heights than a person who was a tzaddik, who was righteous throughout his days. And then the Magen Midvanah had given an allegory. He said this is similar to a bow and arrow. The further back you pull the bow, the harder, the stronger the arrow shoots forth. And he continues on page Resh Yud Chet, the last paragraph of Al Zed Darkeinu Leve'er Al Pi Mashal Umlitza Chidot Asher Derech HaBaal Tshuva. This is how we're, the path we're going on. We're explaining with an allegory, with anecdotes, how the path of the Baal Tshuva, v'im yetamim b'masav, if he will be whole in his ways, yasig v'yale b'malot ha'avodah kiflei kiflaim, he will attain, he will grow, double and quadruple, yoter me'asher, more than yagia ele ha'tzadik, more than the heights that the tzadik could attain. Asher alken he'id Shlomo ha'melech al atzmo. That's why King Solomon also testified about himself, that his heart also took that course of pursuing the worldly things for a time. And that's what King Solomon said. I decided to take the route to go after wine. Higdalti ma'asai, and I grew, I cultivated my physical aspirations. Baniti li batim, I built for myself houses. Asiti li ginotu fardesim, I made for myself gardens, orchards. He goes through a few verses explaining how he went on and on seeking and pursuing material things. V'ilat mashayid al atzmo ki asazot, the reason why he testifies that he himself went this route, lo haya chalila leganot et atzmo al shigigato asher shagag tchila. It wasn't, God forbid, that he's coming to deride himself and say, oh, I erred, this is the path I took initially. Ki en makom lazeh b'zeh ha-sefer ha-nichbad, because then what's it doing in the book of Ecclesiastes? If he has an issue with himself, it doesn't belong in a book of the Bible, go deal with it. What does it have to do with the great book of Ecclesiastes? Asher natan la'adat yeshurun la'adat chokhmah u'musar. He gave us this work for all of Israel to learn from it. Koheles. He gave us Koheles to learn, to be wise, to be moral. V'chol ritzono, Kohelet is Ecclesiastes. One of the five Megillot that Shlomo HaMelech wrote. V'chol ritzono she'yishme'u elav. What he wants in the book is that people should listen to him. V'yakshivu lekol tochachto. They should listen to his rebuke. V'yichacha yegane bo et atzmo. So how could he go in that same work and deride himself? Aval kol kavanato haya la'id al shlemut chochmato. But he was coming to point out how his wisdom was complete, was encompassing. Kiva lo acharei ha-sichlut v'acharei ha-nisayon. He's saying, my wisdom was achieved after foolishness, after experience. I tried different things. And so listen, I have what to share with you. So that's why the Magen Midvanah says that's this idea that when a person has a history, so then that gives him greater strength. Then his growth is double-fold. U'me'ata kach lecha mashal. So now, take the following allegory. La'ashir haya lo mesharet ish ne'eman ruach. If a wealthy person had a servant who was very faithful, ba'avad avodato be'emuna kamishpat lamsharet, and he did his work trustfully the way a servant should. V'nizdamen ba'ir echad min ha'ashirim v'sochrim ha'gdolim v'nitroshesh mikol. And then a wealthy person came to the city, and he was one of the great merchants, and he lost all his wealth. He bet kolono uchusho. He lost everything. So in this city comes a visitor, comes a person who was a big merchant, lost it all. Ad ki bikesh lo makom la'amod l'sharet. He reached such levels that he was looking for a place to work. He was willing to be a servant. V'hi kasher shama ha'ashir ha'nizkar le'el et shem ha'isha hu. So then when the boss, the wealthy person who had this hired hand, when he heard of the fate of this other person, so let's say the first person is Chaim. Chaim has a faithful servant, Yosef. And he hears of Shmulik, who came to town and lost all his wealth. So he calls Shmulik over, Chaim, who's still with his wealth and his faithful servant. He calls Shmulik over, and Vayikreo leveito, he calls him to his house, Vayikacheo leshoretoto, and he hires him, that he should be a servant. Venatan lo mishne kesef, al ma shenatan leved arishon. And he pays him double what he paid his faithful servant Yosef. So the servants asked him, tell us, why do you do this? So he answered, he said the following. He said, I know. The first one, Yosef, yeah, he's faithful. And all his desire, all he wants, is to serve me faithfully. אבל דאו כי יש הבדל גדול מן עבודת עבד לרבו, גם אם יעבדנו בשלמות, מעבודת בעל הבית לעצמו. But you have to know that there's a difference between a servant's work and a master's work. A servant, even if he's doing his best job, he wants to be a good servant, he does things differently than the master. כי העבד לא יכרח את עצמו על עניין יותר מהראוי. Because he always figures, what am I expected to do here? And he does that. He doesn't exert himself beyond that. וגם רצונו וחפצו לא יתנו לזה. And he has no desire, he has no drive to do more than that. אחר שעבודתו תכבד עליו והוא מוכרח אליה. He does hard work, he has no choice, so he does his job. לא כן העובד בביתו מלאכת עצמו. But that's not how a person does his own business. When it's your own house, הנה עבודתו והגיעתו הריבה עליו. So then you're happy with the work you have. There's a boss I know, he has many workers and... He told me once, when he puts on his jeans to go to work, he always kisses the jeans and says, ah, these are my holy clothing. Because he likes his job, he likes his work. He says, the Kohen Gadol had his clothing for his work, I have my clothes for my work. So there's a person who's working in his own business, he's in his own house, so then he's happy with the work. The work is sweet to him. V'chefzo mizalzo, and his desire gets him to work with alacrity. Vavodato rosh simchato, and the work is his prime happiness. He's not looking to retire. He's not looking to get this job done so he could finish. He's looking to accomplish. You have people who work; they don't notice if it's hot or cold. They don't notice if they're hungry or thirsty. So then, if you have Yosef who worked his whole life for other people, even if he tries to be a faithful servant. When he's hungry, when he's thirsty, he takes a lunch break, he takes a coffee break. The way servants are, he's waiting to have a break. He's waiting for that afternoon break, let me go lie in the shade. But Shmulik over here, his whole life, he was working in his own business. He understands what it means to work with diligence. He understands what, he has a totally different concept of what it means to be dedicated to a job. So then he can work as though it were his own business. V'od shenit. So first reason he gave is a brilliant reason. He says, Shmulik's capacity to do a good job is far greater than Yosef's capacity. V'od shenit. Secondly, kam sharet me'etzim toldato, mishpato la'avod ul'masa, mibli mesim li'itbonen ve'lachkor b'tzdadeh asagat chefetz adonav. Yosef, from the day he was born, he knows his job is to carry, his job is to do the job. He doesn't have to think too much, what does my master want? This is what he told me to do, this is what I do. Lochen ha'osek b'shelo. But when a person has his own business, that's not how it works. Ein ha'rochel rov mo'atzotav ve'eshtonotav ki achpor be'omek ha'inyan adek etev al kol ha'tzdadim ve'ofanim ha'mo'ilim. He doesn't stop thinking, what's the best way to get this done? Rockefeller came in once to his plant and he saw how they were sealing the cans. And he asked them, did you ever try using one drop less to seal the cans? So they said, no. How about 5 drops less? Also no. So he said, try 5 drops left. It didn't work. But 2 drops less worked, and it saved him a lot of money. That's the difference between a boss and a worker. I remember I once came to a certain yeshiva, and the faucets there used to break every day. There was another faucet that was broken. One time it was the handle of the faucet by the base medrash, one time by the lunchroom, one time by the sinks in the dorms. The handle to turn on the water. So at one point I went to the staff and I said, you know, why don't you put on better handles so that they don't break? So they said, because they cost double the price. So I said, well, I don't know, why don't you check with the Rosh Yeshiva, but if you're paid by the hour, if you're fixing it every day, then maybe it's worth double the price. So I went to the Rosh Yeshiva and he said, yeah, that's the way you think, it's not the way they think. You're right, sure, I pay them by the hour. I'd much rather pay double, not have them fixed. I went to visit the yeshiva a year later. All the handles were the new handles. Suddenly they're not broken. There's a difference. A worker thinks, this is, you know, this is what he wants, this is what I do. But if a person is used to thinking of his own business, then he thinks, what's the best way? Im bedavro, im asocharim, it doesn't matter if he's talking, we just turned the page to Reish Chaf, when he's talking to fellow merchants, im biyoto bodid mo'ado, moshavo al alechem, when he's at home, when he's sitting over his bread, gam az, rayonotav, mevoalim utchofim, bidvar sakav, he's always thinking about his business. גם בלילה לא שכב ליבו. He goes to sleep, he's also thinking. יחקור במעצות ודעת, אולי באופן זה ואולי באופן אחר. He's always thinking, how can I make things better? How can I make it more lucrative? ככה יעמיק מעצותיו, יפתח וישדד תחבולותיו. This is how he delves in his thoughts and he figures out new ideas. ועתה אם יוצא זה לעבוד אותי באמונה, so now says the boss, if this guy wants to serve me faithfully, לא יעבוד אותי עבודת עבד. He won't serve me like a servant, כי אם עבודת עובד את עצמו. Shmulik over here, he knows how to work as though he were working for himself. That the limitations of a person who's working for himself are so far beyond the person who's always been working for other people. Because a servant only knows how to think like a servant. He doesn't understand what it means to want beyond that, to accomplish beyond that, to invest beyond that. He never sensed that. He never had a job like that. Hanimshal. So what are we coming to point out with this allegory? Ha'oved avodat Hashem kol yamav. If a person is always serving Hashem, gam ki nafsho zakau Torah lifnei Hashem, even though his soul is pure before Hashem, in kol zeh lo yasig ha'tzadik la'avod et Hashem, bota avoda asher ba'al ha'tava oved et atzmo lemalot ta'avato. He's never going to have that desire to serve Hashem like a person who has the desire to serve himself. He's never going to want a piece of Gemara like someone else wants a steak, an iPod, and you could extend it onward. There are desires that get hold of a person that grab every morsel of his being. All his thoughts are about that. Kimamar, as the verse says, Varshaim Kayam Nigrash Keshket Lo Yuchal. The wicked are like the sea that's turbulent. They can't find any rest. If a wicked person changes heart and wants to serve Hashem, Yodeo Kilo Itzei Dechovato, Adashayavod Kederach Avodah Sharavat Chila. He knows the only way he could succeed at that is if he applies the same strengths that he applied earlier to his other ways over here. Initially, let's say he was a merchant, always thinking how he can make money, always working to better his lot. He doesn't find it so hard if you tell him take a whole night to learn. He knows how many times he was in the shop all night long, he didn't get a wink of sleep. And he would be happy, he'd be laughing that he gets to do that. Gam lechem lo achal. He didn't have time to go home for supper. It's the busiest season, he's working his head off, and that's okay. Ve'od zot lo ki yuzuchar kol inyanei tavotav kama yamik v'chakar b'charitzut v'ishtadlut al inyanim zarim mehim. Person looks back and he says, boy, I worked so hard for that. A guy came to me today, true story. He doesn't have a penny. He doesn't have rent money. They're going to shut his phone tonight. He hasn't paid the electric. True. It's all true. But he's smoking. So he didn't really come to me. He came to someone else who asked my advice. But the guy standing next to me who he asked for a donation said, cover my phone bill. They shouldn't shut my phone tonight. So the guy asked him, you're smoking. Where'd you get the money for cigarettes from? So the guy looked at him and said, you never smoked. But it struck me, he doesn't have the money for the phone bill, but he has to have his cigarettes so that he's going to figure out a way he's going to get money for it. We don't understand, unless we've been there, we don't understand what it means to have that drive. I have to have something. I'm going to do anything. I have to have it. Okay, but you know that a person can get that way about a daf gemara. A person can be that way about a shachris. I have to have a minute to talk to their bon shalom. I have to have that accomplishment. I have to get back to the gemara. We can get there. And when a person realizes where he can get to, so then that's like the bow being pulled back. Now he could shoot forward with all that strength. So now it's not so hard to stay up all night. You know, you stayed up all night when you wanted to see all kinds of foolishness. I remember as a kid, we'd stay up till midnight. That was a big deal, to stay up to see the ball drop where is it? Somewhere in Manhattan, Times Square. Okay, big deal. See this little ball come down on New Year's Eve. The ball comes down, and everyone counts down, and it's a new year when the ball hits zero, hits down. Beautiful. Okay, I got to stay up to see that, right? So, but if you have the excitement, you could do that. You could definitely stay up and learn. It's much more interesting and it's much more worthwhile. When a person has that past, so then he could look forward and say, I expect the same thing for myself. I tell guys when they come back from the army that they have to remember the training in the army. In the army, they hold you down to seconds. In 15 seconds, we want you all lined up, shaved, and dressed. They work on the second. Run there and come back. You have
50 seconds shaved and dressed.
they give them very, very short times. They tell them this is what you have to get done. And they work down to the second. So you could apply the same thing in yeshiva. ועוד זאת לא, כי הוא זוכר כל ענייני תו תו כמה העמיק וחקר בחריצות והשתדלות לעניינים זרים מהם, כמה תחבולות עשה ואומה וצידד עליהם ועל השגתם. Person thinks, how I'm going to do it, where I'm going to do it. He's willing to invest a lot of thought and effort. So, ולכן אתה בשבוע ללוקב מאהבה, if a person comes back with love, יוררנו וידבנו ליבו לעובדיו עם אותו השתדלות. So then his heart is ready to serve Hashem with that same effort, the same diligence, the same way he was willing to plot and plan how to figure out what he wanted. He was willing to do things to the point where he couldn't rest. He fulfilled with himself what the verse says, a person can't fall asleep if he didn't accomplish whatever he wanted to accomplish. In this case, it's bad things, but now, now when a person returns, he has to think, look at all those desires. Look at all that effort I put into my desires. With that strength, he could serve his Creator. Coming back full circle to the beginning of the chapter, the Magen Midvarna gives us a beautiful new pshat. He says, this is what the Mishnah means. Asei ritzono kirtzonecha. Do God's will as though it were your own will. What does that mean? It means this. Same diligence, same effort, same dedication. Based on that, we can now understand, Im ken, yafei achlitu zichonam livracha, then our sages, what they decided, makes perfect sense. B'makom shebaalei tshuva omdim en tzadikim gemurim yicholim la'amod. The place where baalei tshuva stand, people who were righteous their whole lives, they can't stand there. U'ma'amar makom yisov al madrigat ha'avodah. When we speak about the place, we're talking about their level of service. V'chen ma'amar en yicholim, they're incapable, Chazal said. They don't have this concept. They don't have the concept of how engrossed a person can really be in something. You guys know it. You're sitting on watching a movie and someone tries to talk to you. I can't, not right now, not right now. Your car's on fire, not right now, not right now. Yeah, there are certain things, you're just engrossed. You're sitting online. Yeah, what about a Daf Gemara? You could get there. You could get to that same level. Now you see, you have it within you. People sometimes say, I'm not a genius. I can't learn the Gemara when there are people talking next to me. I can't focus on my davening. Yeah, you could. You know, you'd focus on the internet full well. If there were people here, it wouldn't bother you. You'd be fully focused on what you're doing. So, okay, we learn from that what strengths we have and how to apply them.